Shalom to the bride of Christ around the world. Shalom God bless you.
Shalom à l'épouse de Christ autour du monde. Dieu vous bénit.
We're happy to have you with us on Rapture Watch.
Nous sommes heureux de vous avoir au regard de l'enlèvement.
We will watch and prepare for the coming of our Lord.
Nous regardons et préparons au second retour du Seigneur.
We look at events occurring around the world.
Nous regardons l'événement au travers du monde.
And bring them in line with the scriptures.
Et nous les envoyons par l'écriture.
Because events make clear prophecy.
Parce que les événements font des prophéties claires.
And the Lord has admonished us to always watch.
Et Dieu nous a dit de toujours regarder.
That's why on Rapture Watch.
C'est pourquoi on regarde l'enlèvement.
We watch at world events.
Nous regardons à l'événement.
And know where the bride stands.
Et nous regardons où l'époux se tient debout.
We came across some videos from a YouTuber.
Nous avons vu des vidéos d'un YouTuber récemment.
Who was also commenting about some world event and affairs.
Qui a aussi commenté aux choses mondiales des événements.
And since we are the wise virgins who are watching.
Et comme nous sommes des vierges sages qui regardent,
We thought it wise to share these videos with the bride of Christ.
Nous pensons que c'est une bonne chose pour vous montrer cela aussi, épouse de Christ.
So we want you to watch and learn.
Nous voulons que vous regardez et appreniez.
Religious history was made in Abu Dhabi last year when the document on human fraternity was signed by Pope Francis and Dr. Ahmed Al-Tayeb, the Grand Imam of Al-Azhar. It called for tolerance, universal peace, and the reconciliation of all faiths. Embodying this agreement, this year construction will start on a project called the Abrahamic Family House on Sadiat Island. Due for completion in 2022, the site will house a church, a mosque, and a synagogue.
Between the 3rd and the 5th of February 2019, Pope Francis became the first pope in the history of Catholic Church to visit the Arabian Peninsula. When he went to the UAE and he visited with the Grand Imam of Al-Azhar, Professor Dr. Ahmed Al-Tayeb. That was 2019. And when that visit took place, there was something that happened. They signed a document that was called the Document of Human Fraternity for World Peace. So basically, it was Pope Francis trying to court the Muslims into his one world religion agenda. Because when he was done with that visit, he also went to see the Buddhists, he went to see the Hindus, he went to visit different leaders of other religions. He has been on a mission to unite the religions of the world, and all these have been in the news. It's not even something you have to go to do any research to find out. They've been reported widely in the news. And so this leg of his trip was the one that took him to Abu Dhabi. It became a historic trip because no other pope of the Catholic Church had been there. Now, to show you that the document of human fraternity for world peace, which they signed, keep in mind the word world peace. So when they say human fraternity for world peace, and it also has something to do with uniting of the religions, it's simply telling you that whatever they are doing it in the name of peace. Now, don't forget that when we talked about the Antichrist, remember the videos I've done for you. I've told you that the Antichrist is a man of peace. He's going to come into this world with the mantra of peace. He will come with fake peace. Everything he's going to come and promote in this world, the moment he shows up, is going to be peace. People will call him a man of peace. And the Bible says that they will, while they are shouting peace, 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 sudden destruction will come. So it's not surprising that what we see here is called the document of human fraternity for world peace. For world peace. Now let me read you the document that I stumbled on to show you what has happened, a follow-up to this visit. So here it says, the caption, first of all, is very interesting. It said, One World Religion Headquarters to open in 2022. That soon. Okay, so we go down here. It says, the announcement of the Abrahamic family house on the Saadiyat Island in Abu Dhabi follows a visit by Pope Francis to the UAE in February of 2019. The first by a pope to the Arabian Peninsula. During the trip, the Pope signed a joint declaration with the Grand Imam of Al-Azhar, Dr. Ahmed El-Tayeb, that called for religious tolerance and dialogue. An interfaith council to oversee projects advancing tolerance was formed as a result of that declaration that they signed. And that interfaith council that would oversee projects advancing tolerance was named the Higher Committee of Human Fraternity. The Abrahamic Family House is its first initiative. So that interfaith committee that was formed to oversee projects that would advance tolerance, religious tolerance, has now set up a project, and their first initiative is the building that you see on the screen right now in this video. The Abrahamic family is supposed to house, actually is housing, not supposed, because it's actually going to be open to the public as early as 2022, which is just next year. So it's housing a mosque, a synagogue, and a church. And this is in Abu Dhabi, the same place where proselytizing is a problem. Because if you proselytize in Abu Dhabi, you can actually get punished for that. Proselytizing is a terrible crime in the whole of UAE. I'm going to read you something that will shock you about this place that's coming up. Though usually not enforced, teaching that Jesus is the only God is considered to be an act of insulting Allah or the Prophet Muhammad, and offenders can be subject to imprisonment for 5 or more years. Fined from 250,000 dirhams, which is $68,100, to 2 million dirhams, which is about $545,000. And Christians may be deported for speaking and saying that Jesus is the only God. Remember, Pope Francis himself, and I put this in one of my videos, Pope Francis himself had also advised Christians to stop proselytizing. In other words, they should stop trying to convert people of other religions to their own religion. Meaning that Pope Francis believes that all religions actually point to God. We all worship the same God. So quit trying to convert anybody. Quit evangelizing. And look what is going on here in the UAE. If you preach and say that Christ is the only Lord and Savior, which is what is written in the Bible, you get punished for that. The same UAE where these whole three structures are erected now and will be open to the public in 2022. So this is what the whole agenda is all about. I've always said it to us, that the whole aim of one world religion is